Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. You know, people wait all year long for Black Friday deals at Jim Shorkey Key in North Huntington. They have them all month long. Famous Black Friday deals available every day in November 2021 Kia Forte LXS for just $152 a month. The all-new 2021 Kia K5 LXS with available all-wheel drive, only $158 a month. JimShorkeyKia.com. It's one of Ron and I's favorite times of the week here. Time for Chris Hoke. He's on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. He is a Super Bowl champion, and he's brought to you by the Sports Grill in Cranberry. That is the Sports Grill in Cranberry. Dr. Hokenstein, how are you today?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'll tell you what, I'm doing great because tomorrow I get to stuff my face with turkey and pie and then watch the Steelers play, the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, we hope, anyway. We'll wait to see how these tests come back today. It's looking that way. Can you imagine, Hokey, being in the position of the Ravens right now where you haven't had a practice for what is a giant game? You might have to travel on game day. You still don't have final word whether you're even going to have a game, depending on your test today, and you're missing all kinds of key guys and other staff members.
Like Coach Tomlin said, Joe, that's the life in the COVID era. I mean, this is what it's like. And they knew that they were going to have to be agile and flexible and light on their feet. And that's this season. It's just been crazy. That's been this year, 2020. And I'm just glad they're playing football. And listen, I think at the end of the day, a lot of these guys would say that they would do it all over again because they're getting paid and they're able to play largely the game they love.
Well, let
Chris,
me jump in, Ron.
Go ahead.
I apologize with one follow. Some guys wouldn't say that, Hokey. Derek Wolf, Ravens defensive end, tweeted out today, in quotes, player safety, what a joke, he said.
Yeah, listen, I mean, the reality is this, is that he's emotional right now. There is some rumor out there that he may be one of the guys that won't be able to play tomorrow night, right? And so he's probably frustrated. You look at him, you listen to all these podcasters, radio guys, media guys out in Baltimore, guys like you and I, and the rest of the folks that cover the Steelers here in Pittsburgh, the ones in Baltimore, they're whining, they're crying. They don't want to play because they're down numbers. And you look at it right now, I mean, right now they're down. Yeah, Mark Ingram. Yeah, they're down J.K. Dobbins. Yeah, they're down Parnell McPhee. Now they're down Brandon Williams. But look at last year when the Steelers, when they played the Baltimore Ravens last year, they didn't have Ben Roethlisberger. They didn't have Stephon Tuitt. They didn't have James Conner. They didn't have Marquise Pouncey. So it happens. I mean, that's why they're ticked off. They just don't want – yeah, it's the COVID thing, but reality is they want to postpone this game or they want to cancel it because they're outmanned.
Yeah, Chris, how much of a disadvantage? I mean, they don't have their running backs or their defensive linemen. That's a huge disadvantage for them, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that happens at times. But the NFL did understand and did know, they had some foresight, that this could happen. They increased the number of the practice squad. They were able to put varsity players on practice squads, right? Pay them a little bit more money so that they can bring guys on and off. They gave some concessions to the practice squad, bringing guys back and forth, anticipating this. And so when there's an argument that, well, they're going to play with practice squad guys, that was the plan that this would happen. And you have some veterans that are on that practice squad that can go back and forth because of COVID. But it is an advantage, and this happens, and teams knew it was going to happen. And the NFL wanted to have this season, and this is what we're dealing with.
But they have canceled games in this or postponed in this situation. Titans Steelers being a perfect example. It was virtually the exact same number of players and staff members for the Titans, and they postponed that one. I can't help but think that this one won't be postponed, Hokie, because it's the entree, so to speak, primetime television here on Thanksgiving, and there also might not be anywhere else to move the game, although they could move it to the weekend or Monday or Tuesday or something. I think the Ravens have another do they have another weekday game? I don't even know next week. But I can't help but think that, you know?
Well, you have some great points. Yeah, number one, I believe the biggest rivalry in the NFL is the Steelers-Ravens, right? And if Lamar Jackson's playing, Ben Roethlisberger's playing, I mean, it's going to be a big draw. You also look at, too, you know, we're winding down to the end of the season, guys. We only have 6 weeks left. So how many adjustments can you make? I am sure, and I mean, I don't think you would argue with me, that these networks, when a game was moved from a Sunday afternoon to a Monday night, and it's overlapping with a primetime Monday night game on ESPN. I don't believe ESPN was very happy about that. I'm sure they got an earful, the NFL did, from taking some viewers, especially when this game, if you move the Steelers game to Monday night and overlaps with a Monday night game, you think that people are going to switch over and watch the other Monday night game? No, they're going to stay on and watch this Ravens-Steelers game. So what it does, it takes away from the ability to make money for the other network. I mean, there's a lot of problems that comes from playing it, and there's a lot of from moving it, and there's also a lot of problems from playing it. So it's balancing the whole thing. It's not an easy task to do.
All right, Chris, we know, let's assume the game is played and we know that the Ravens could be shorthanded. What in the world is wrong with them? Why are they losing all of a sudden? Why have they hit a cold spell? What have you noticed as you've watched them on tape that is going wrong for them?
Well, listen, number one is look at the schedule. After the Steelers game against the Ravens, right, the Steelers have played three games, and the Ravens have played three games. The Ravens played a 7-3 Colts, a 4-6 Patriots, who, right, they're 4-6, but they could play it tough at home. They played them in New England, and then they played the Tennessee Titans, right, 7-3 Tennessee Titans. The Steelers, they played the Dallas Cowboys, they played the Cincinnati Bengals, and they played the 1-8 Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, look at the difference there. So that's it. And the Ravens have lost three of the last four games. But they lost against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are undefeated. They've lost against the Patriots, and they've lost against the Titans. Listen, much different schedule. The Steelers have had a much easier walk the last month than the Patriots. Yes, they've struggled. That, you know, running the ball, they haven't run the ball as effectively. They're 24th in the NFL over the last three games rushing the football. That's their bread and butter. They can't run the ball like they were able to run it in the against the Steelers. And their teams are getting after them. They're banged up. And especially up front, they're banged up front, and I just think that a lot of that comes from playing against solid teams.
Chris, I just wanted to have you clarify perhaps your comment from earlier about the Ravens. Now, were you saying a guy like Derek Wolfe doesn't want this game to be played just because he feels they'll be at a disadvantage, or are you saying the Ravens as a whole do not want this game to be played because they feel like they don't have a good chance to win?
Well, I think there's a lot of emotions right now, guys. I think emotions are flying high. And guys are making comments. They're saying things. They're frustrated, right? Because this COVID's taking over a lot of people's lives. The NFL, it's not just the NFL. And NFL is one we're focused on. It's taken over every industry, taken over every family, and it's affecting everybody. And so there's emotion speaking there. I'm not saying that he might feel that they're not being protected. That could be real. What I'm saying is there's a lot of frustration in what I'm reading and what I'm hearing. There's a lot of frustration coming out of Baltimore at large because they want this game postponed because they're at a big disadvantage and they don't got a lot of guys to play due to COVID, and other teams have had to deal with it and had to play on. And so I'm not saying that he's not he doesn't feel that they're not being protected. I'm sure there are players that feel that way, but I think largely across the NFL, there are some people that are grateful that they're playing because they're being paid.
Hokie, last week, last year, Lamar Jackson, MVP, deservedly so, I thought his performance seemingly has dropped off. You talk about guys up front maybe being part of the problem. How has he played for you? Has he took another step? Has he taken a step back?
In terms between last year and this year, or over the last month?
Yeah, well, both.
Both. Well, I just think he's not throwing the ball as well. You know, he's not. His teams are stepping up, and and challenging his receivers. He's not putting the ball into these receivers. He only, it looks like when you watch the film, he only has confidence in Mark Andrews. And Mark Andrews is not having the, as great a season as he had last year. And you look at a guy like Marquise Brown. I mean, he's not winning at the point of attack. It seems to me like he's giving a lackluster effort. So there's a lot of frustration coming out of Baltimore right now. And I think that Lamar Jackson, there's much more than him just not being on point. I think they're not winning battles one-on-one versus receivers versus DBs either.
In layman's terms, Chris, what have this done to Lamar Jackson in terms of really stifling him and forcing him into not just turnovers, but in that game in Baltimore earlier this year, just brutally bad throws? How are they confusing him?
Well, they're making him throw the ball, right? I mean, he can run the ball and really hurt you with his legs. But they're making him throw the ball, and he's making errant throws. And I think what they're doing is they're disguising their coverage. The Steelers have done a very good job of that on the back end, right, with their corners and their safeties primarily, with Minka and with Terrell Edmonds. They have done a great job of disguising their coverage and then running to their actual coverage they're playing. And these young quarterbacks, and I'd say Lamar Jackson is a young quarterback in terms of throwing the football and still understanding the concepts and understanding coverages and how to read them and how to anticipate things. And so what they're doing, they're confusing these young guys and making them throw them the ball. And that's why you're seeing Lamar Jackson and the other guys just make errant throws. And that's why the Steelers are being opportunistic and taking those balls away at the right time.
Chris, without Dobbins, without Mark Ingram, I mean, it's going to fall even more on Lamar Jackson this weekend, isn't it? Or Thursday night if they play. Because, Gus Edwards has hurt them a little bit in the past, but I don't know that, he's going to come in here and tear this Steelers defense apart tomorrow night.
I don't know, Cookie. I mean, you look at the stats, though, and you look at Gus Edwards. I mean, last game a month ago, he had 16 carries for 87 yards, 5.44 on average. Last game for the Steelers, he ran for 130 yards. Since he's been in the NFL, since 2018, he's led the NFL in percentage of runs over 5 yards. Think about that. Since he's been in the NFL the last, 2.5 years, he leads the NFL in percentage of runs over 5 yards. This guy's a tough runner. Now, he's not a guy who's going to beat you to the edge. He's a physical downhill runner, and he showed his ability to run against the Steelers a month ago. Justice Hill, I know we don't know much about him, but we know he's a fast, speedy guy, so we'll see what happens. But I believe that Gus Edwards can still do some damage to this defense if the Steelers don't get in their face and fight a little bit.
Chris, I want to ask you next about the run game on the other side and a very interesting comment or two from Ben yesterday regarding the Steelers' running game and how necessary it really is. We'll do that next with Chris Hoke. He's here for the whole hour, one of our favorite hours from the whole week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.